In today's feast, we honor that name which is exalted above all other names, the name which the angel revealed to Saint Joseph today that the Savior was to be given, that is, the name of Jesus, that name which Scripture tells us before which every knee must bow and every heart must be lifted up in adoration. And so we especially this day seek to honor the Lord's name because we know if we were to judge by the standards of the world and its use of the holy name of Jesus, then our Lord would be guilty of all that is wrong with the world, for it seems his name at large is used only to invoke wrath or to in some way use it as an exclamation as one is enjoying sin. And so there is much to be made reparation for that name Jesus is not to be used except in a reverential manner. As one theologian pointed out, all things that are holy are to be used in reverence, and so they are not the subject of jokes or any other things, no matter how innocuous they may seem. And when we're dealing with the name of our Lord, we are truly dealing with that name which is above all other names, and that name by which all benefits come into the world. And so on this day, on this feast of the holy name of Jesus, we are called to make reparation. Indeed, the Holy Name Society was founded in order to make reparation for the misuse, the irreverent use of the name of our dear Lord and Savior. And so, when they heard that name misused in public, they would make a correction, or if they deemed it wasn't prudent, that no fruit would gain, they would offer some prayer of reparation or some act of reparation every time they heard the name of Jesus misused. And indeed, if we were to invoke that same practice in our own day and age, then the whole of our day on some occasions would be spent in prayer of reparation and acts of reparation for the misuse of this most holy name. It had many great proponents, particularly noted amongst those who were the advocates of the holy name of Jesus, were Saint Bernardine of Siena and Saint John Capistran. They would use it constantly in their homilies, and they would have a monogram made up by which they would bless the crowds to which they spoke and to which they preached. And so many blessings would come to the people, and theologians and saints have told us that essentially there are many blessings that come from the reverent use of this name. It brings health. It brings help to us in our bodily needs. It gives us consolation in spiritual trials. It protects us from the wiles of Satan. And by the most holy name, we obtain every blessing and every grace for time and eternity. And St. Alphonsus also would add to that when we commit a deliberate venial sin, the simple mention of that name in a spirit of reparation and sorrow gains forgiveness immediately for that venial sin, even before we bring it to confession. And so there are nothing but blessings that come to the world to the reverent use of our Lord's name. And so let us strive especially in our day and age to use that name in only a reverential manner. And when we hear the name of our dear Lord, the Holy Redeemer, misused by people in this world and in this day and age, let us get in the habit of offering a prayer of reparation or an act of reparation, or even going so far as to make a correction. For often we note that when we make corrections of those who misuse the name of the Lord, they indeed apologize and are humbled by such defense of the name of the Holy Redeemer. And so often we have bad habits that come into decadent societies. Often the context in which our Lord's name is misused is sacrilegious and blasphemous, but often, as St. Alphonsus would also point out, that weakness is not deeply rooted, it is merely the result of a bad habit, and so it is in need of correction, for most people will submit to the correction and then strive to not misuse that most holy name of our Lord and Savior. And so let us especially strive by good example, the good example of using our Lord's name only in the context of the reverence in which it should be used and in discussing the blessings by which by the invocation of that name that come into the world, not indeed because there is any magical power attached to the organization of the letters, but rather it is the person whom the angel revealed was to be named Jesus, that is, the divine person, Christ in the flesh, by which all blessings come into the world. And indeed, our Lord told us that if we ask the Father anything in his name, that is, those things which are good for the soul and good for society, they will be granted to us. And indeed, the very reason we must not misuse the name of the Lord is because to be able to use the name of the Lord, and let us understand in the Old Testament, one of the reasons why the chosen people were forbidden to pronounce the name of God was because to do so meant in some way you had some power over him. And so when we call on the Lord, we must always be calling upon him that he bestow his blessings, his mercy, and his forgiveness of sins on this world. And so even when his name is misused, it is an opportunity for the members of the mystical body, by invoking his name, to gain forgiveness of the sin of those who would misuse the Lord's name at any level, at any time, and in any place. And so, truly, by this name all blessings come to the world. And so, let us especially this day ask our Lord's Most Holy Mother and Saint Joseph, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom this name was revealed to in a unique way, let us ask them to acquire for us through their prayers the grace to use the name of Jesus as they used that name. For Our Lady would have been the first to teach the shepherds the name of the child and the reverent use of that name. She would have been the first to teach the Magi the name of that child and the reverent use of that name. And so they would go forth from the mystery of Christmas using that name in order to bring blessings upon the world. And indeed, the reverential invocation of our Lord's name is one of the most indulged practices within the mystical body of Christ. Indeed, so powerful an indulgence that invoking the name of Jesus on our deathbed will gain for us a plenary indulgence, that is, the remission of all temporal punishments due to our sins in this life, in order that we may gain union with him immediately upon our death in the life to come. And so there is only great blessings to come into the world through the invocation of the holy name of Jesus. And so let us always strive to use that name in a reverential manner, and use it always and everywhere to draw blessings and mercy upon ourselves and upon all souls, so that we may see a society that truly understands the power in this name, and most especially that power by which we are forgiven our sins in the name of Jesus. Indeed, that is often why the Church ends many of her prayers within the sacred liturgy by that precise term, in the name of Jesus our Lord. And so we have much reparation to make, as the Savior's name is disparaged and misused in our present societies. Let us begin by teaching our children and all that we come on, all those whom the Lord sends across our paths in this life, to use that name in a reverential manner, indeed, to instruct the world, who probably for the most part doesn't even know what the name of Jesus means, as is often illustrated to us, especially amongst our youth, or many who have never even heard that name, or if they have heard the name, they use it only in an irreverential manner, and yet they are called to receive that which he came to bring, namely his mercy and his forgiveness. And so let us strive always to acquire this in this life, in order that we may truly gain union with him in the life to come. And there we will invoke that name and use that name in the highest possible manner that is possible for the human being to use it, in eternal adoration of our good Lord and Savior.